forward for the Steel County Blades is Charlie Smith, comes out of Waterdown, Ontario. Not that I know Canada real well anyway, but where is that?
It's just 45 minutes south of Toronto, close to Queenie Bridge, pretty much everything. It's like middle everything, so it's a pretty spot, cool spot.
Big town?
Not really, no, but once you get out like 10 minutes out, it starts getting bigger and bigger, like Burlington and stuff like that around the city, so.
How has it been transitioning to the U.S., to Minnesota, to Owatonna for you as a place to live here for a couple of winters?
Honestly, obviously I struggled a little bit, but once the boys started seeing them and then more things being around in Owatonna and then Faribault, especially living there, it's been like awesome, especially COVID back in Canada, you can't really do much. So.
Yeah, I suppose maybe there's even more restrictions up there than what you had this season, than what you've had in the U.S., but last season there were a lot of restrictions on you guys playing hockey. What was tough about last season just to play hockey? Because the Blades were able to play and played a bunch of games in Wisconsin and things like that. What was tough about last season to get in the season?
Pretty much just always just keep going, because obviously if one team caught COVID, we'd have to take a two-week break or something, which that did happen to us, so we had to restart everything, build up, get as a team going, and then try and win some games, but that's about it.
And how much have you enjoyed this season? How much better, different, freer does this season feel for you and the team?
It feels amazing. Like, all the boys are, like, we're all closer now, like, especially everybody, most people are returning, just knowing everybody, especially being back in Owatonna and Faribault, like, everything just feels great.
And what is it that has led to, say, you mentioned a lot of guys returning, and that can be a reason right there. The team is having a real nice season. What are some reasons for that?
I don't really know, really. Just we just all came together pretty much. And then obviously we have ups and downs, but that's how it makes us stronger and closer together. So,
how did you find out about the Blades and end up playing here?
Last year I got a call from Darren Banks, and obviously with COVID, and then obviously the league was shutting down, so I couldn't play where I was going to go play. So I took a chance, and obviously it paid out well, so it's working out so far, so I'm glad.
Playing with the Blades then last season and this season is the first time for you playing outside of Canada?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What were some of your experiences playing youth hockey, junior hockey in Canada? What were you enjoying, and kind of teams were you playing on leading up to coming here?
It was a bit higher like pace, obviously, but it was still good hockey. Like, even this is still good hockey. I like this division, especially. It's a tough division. It's always got to go hard every night. So, but even back home, everything feels the same. Just hockey's hockey to me.
How early did you start?
I started around 3, playing Timbits hockey. So that built up, and then more connections, seeing things, and then especially with my family that play hockey. So that's how I started into it.
Did you say a lot of your family played hockey?
My brother and my dad were goalies, but obviously, thank God I'm not a goalie. I like being players. So,
wait, why do you thank God that you're not a goalie? Why not?
Because I don't want to take the bumps and bruises of getting shots on me every night. Rather put the puck in the net and score on them.
Yeah, there you go. Did you and your brother, even you against your dad, then shoot a lot on them in developing your skills?
I would shoot on my brother a lot, actually, even off the ice, just road hockey. There's times he would shoot on me too, but I like shooting on him a lot more.
Did you ever give goaltending a try?
In one camp, I tried it once. I got 7 goals scored on me. But what can you say? That's the last time I tried it.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, you've had a great season when it comes to goals and assists and that kind of thing. So you've probably found your right niche for hockey,
yeah,
I assume.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely.
How about outdoor hockey? In Canada, I imagine you had to do some of that.
I played in, when I was maybe 12, maybe a bit younger. I can't remember, with the Flamborough Sabres. My dad was a coach. We arranged a outdoor game in Hamilton where the AHL Hamilton Bulldogs played against the Marlies, I'm pretty sure, at the time. So that was a pretty cool experience, especially after watching the old Canadians and Leafs play, watching like Rick Natchez, you know, all that stuff. So it was pretty cool.
Okay, so about 12 years old, you're saying, is how old you were, Charlie?
Oh, and I went to Classic, yes, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, and that's about the last time you played an outdoor game?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's been a few years, but with that in mind, what are your feelings about playing at MSU Mankato for this big junior hockey game as part of Hockey Day Minnesota coming up?
I'm excited, especially being outside, fans, everything, family coming down. I'm really excited, especially just being with the boys, especially getting that win too.
And as far as the winter and what the temperature might be, any sort of strategies or thoughts on the ways to kind of handle the conditions?
Just try and stay warm, maybe try and get a heater or something in between intermissions for the boys and get all warm and keep going.
Okay. During holiday break, what'd you do? Anything special to get away from the game or relax?
I stayed with my billet family in the Rockies, so that was a really good Christmas with them staying here.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Do you try to get away from the game a little bit once in a while, or have other hobbies, or is it just all hockey?
I usually golf, but obviously I can't golf early in the winter. But usually, if I do time away, like from hockey, I'll just like being by myself, go to the lake or something, be with the boys, or go to the mall or something.
So. Okay.
And then ultimately, what kind of hockey goals do you have, Charlie?
Go college and then right to, I want to play pro in Europe, so that's my main goal and see how that goes.
Wow. Well, very cool to have some neat goals out there that you're shooting for at Waterdown, Ontario. Charlie Smith for the Blades. Thanks for the time. Good luck on the rest of the season.
Thank you.